What I want to talk about the very first podcast, you know, with Avengers recently coming out, what they had about $2.6 billion.
Something like that. Something big, for sure.
With that movie, you know, as a comic book fan, as many people in the world are, as you can tell by that staggering number. How did you feel about the ending?
How did it end?
I'm sorry?
How did it end again?
Oh, okay. Well,
like, how did it really end? After the funeral? Oh, now I remember how it ended. I think it's awesome. I'm genuinely very excited to see a new Captain America. A black Captain America, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be cool. I think that it's really cool because I never thought Bucky would be Captain America. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, you know, I don't think that anybody would want to fill in the shoes that their lifelong friend has already made so big, you know. And I think to Sam, that's not filling in shoes. That's just keeping on the, like, story of Captain America and bringing a new, like, fresh look to Captain America, I think. I think Sam could handle it more than Bucky could have. Because mm-hmm. Bucky's got all that PTSD in his drama, his emotionalness. And I think that Steve could have definitely gone on, because here's my beef with him going to leave Peggy. He didn't know Peggy very well. That's my thing. What if he went, nothing turned out right, and now he's like, oh crap. No, I don't know. That's just my beef with it. I think Steve could have definitely stayed Captain America, but because Sam took it, I think it's cool. I think it's nice. Do you not like Sam as Captain America?
I don't really have a problem with Sam, also known as the Falcon, becoming Captain America. I just thought it would be a little more fitting of maybe Bucky pick up that mantle of Captain America, especially with the history he had with Steve. That's just what I think. I know he's had a brainwash from the Russians shit and all that. But I just think it would have meant a little bit more if Bucky became Captain America.
Yeah.
But I totally understand why they went ahead with Sam. You know, Sam came into, what was it, Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
He came into Winter Soldier. We got introduced to Falcon. The friendship with him and Steve was, I don't know, remarkable, I guess.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, another thing I want to bring up here, you know, I was watching some theories on YouTube. I don't know if you heard of this, but when Captain America went back in time to see Peggy and everything, you know, obviously all the events that happened, say, like the first Avengers when Loki came with Chitauri, and obviously, what did he do? Did he just stand back and watch? Was there another Captain America that went ahead and took care of that? Or did he help out? Or
Interesting. I never thought about that. I definitely think that, I don't know. I really don't know. Because was it an alternate universe? Or was it the same timeline?
It was. I would think it would be the same timeline. That just, you know, like how Hulk basically described it in the movie, that it was the past. So there would basically just be a double of them. So anything they would do then, would it really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking that if it was, like, a different timeline, then none of that would have happened. And I know, and I think the reason Steve did that is because so he could have a normal life with Peggy, so we could experience it. But I don't have any opinion on that. I really don't know. I think it's very interesting that somebody would bring that up. Really does really, really makes you think about, is it a plot hole, maybe? Do you think that's might what it be? Do you think that they, you know, they did that on purpose, leave it up for interpretation, or?
Well, the way I view it, it definitely opens up a lot more doors. Let's say somehow then these new Avengers, they might need an older Captain America besides, you know, Anthony Mack's Captain America. They obviously know the power of going back in time, so they could possibly go ahead and go back in time, grab the old Captain America, which opens up many other doors, such as they can go back in time and grab an old Iron Man.
Yeah, definitely see that.
Another thing I want to bring up here, for the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as you know, Spider-Man Far From Home, book?
Yes.
It's coming out soon, and Mysterio is coming out. In the comics, Mysterio is, you know, one of Spider-Man's villains.
Yeah.
And he mentions a multiverse. Yeah. So with this multiverse, I guess it could tie in with the, you know, the time travel stuff. You know, as Nick Fury kind of states in the, you know, in the trailers that, you know, with the...
Mom, you're interrupting our podcast, dog.
So with okay, with Mysterio, is he gonna be like a villain or what? What do you want to know his role in the movie or?
So with Mysterio, I'm thinking maybe, with there being a multiverse, maybe in his universe, maybe he killed his Spider-Man. And maybe coming to, you know, to this our universe, basically, to come get this Spider-Man. Maybe he hates Spider-Man that much and kill him all.
Well, have you seen the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the scene that well, but there is a part where they're all talking. And I think what they're doing is they're coming together to defeat whoever. I don't know. Yeah. I've seen the trailer.
So basically, a team up.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I think that whatever he's coming after is coming to destroy this universe. And he knows Spider-Man is whoever he knows it's...
his greatest threat, probably.
Yeah. And maybe that's what they're doing. I truly don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the trailer once when it came out. I truly don't know much about Mysterio. True. Honestly... don't know much about Spider-Man. I'm gonna keep it real. Spider-Man's not the same company as we're doing Avengers here. But
where do you rank Tom Holland's Spider-Man?
Oh, I definitely think Tom Holland is. Well, I mean, here's the thing. The other Spider-Mans with Tobey Maguire.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason people like them, nostalgia reason. That's what I believe. Because Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is cool and all, but he is not the best Spider-Man to me. He doesn't look like a teenager. He doesn't fucking... I don't think he portrays Spider-Man and Peter Parker very well. I think Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, horrendous. Horrible.
Horrible?
Horrible. Worse not horrible.
Tobey Maguire?
My ranking is Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield. Because I do not like... Andrew Garfield's Spider-Mans. I saw whatever the third Spider-Man of Andrew Garfield's or whatever in the movie theaters. Hated it. It's the one where what's her name? Mary Jane dies because he couldn't catch her.
Okay.
And we all know Spider-Man could have got her. But the only reason I like Tobey Maguire's is above Andrew Garfield's is because of Spider-Man 3, I believe, with Venom. What is his name?
Sand Dude.
What is his name, the actor?
James Franco?
No. No, a Venom.
Oh, the dude that from 70's show?
Eric, know. What is your name? Topher Grace.
Topher Grace. My foot, your ass.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Because I like Topher Grace.
Okay.
But that's about it. That's where I rank my Spider-Mans.
The subject of superheroes.
Let's talk about everybody's least favorite movie, Justice League.
Let's talk about Justice League. First of all, let me just say, as a huge DC fan, you know, I got love for Batman, Flash, Wonder Woman, kind of iffy about Superman. For what they were trying to do, story wise, I get it. I think they could have they rushed it. Obviously, yeah. As you see with Henry Cavill's mustache, they had Henry Cavill's mustache. Obviously, they had a CGI a new look for him. They could have waited. They could have gave us a Batman film, give us another Superman film, or Flash, something to hold us for now.
And worked harder on
and waited Justice for League. Justice League. So all these little things like no character development for Cyborg, or we just got a glimpse of Flash in Batman vs. Superman. And let's talk about Batman vs. Superman real quick.
I hated it.
You hated it?
To be honest, I don't really remember much, but what I do remember is falling asleep a little bit.
You fell asleep?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Because it was... I feel it's bad to compare the different Batmans, you know, Christian Bale and Ben Affleck, because I do not like Ben Affleck. But comparing all of the Dark Knight movies to Batman vs. Superman, having seen Ben Affleck's Batman for the first time in Batman vs. Superman, I felt that was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I thought we could have definitely used another Batman movie with just Ben Affleck, because the Dark Knight franchise did a really good job of telling an origin story, I believe. And then that's what I feel like lacked from Batman vs. Superman, because what we saw him be Batman through the suit, you know? The suit was Batman with him. I mean, of course, once you put on the suit, you're Batman. But with Ben Affleck, I felt like, without the suit, of course, what's his name?
Ben Affleck?
No, what's Batman's real name? I can't remember.
Bruce Wayne.
And it really is, you know, fucking millionaire Bruce Wayne. But with Christian Bale's Batman, I felt like there was so much more there. You know what I mean? Do you understand what
like,
I mean?
Like, there was heart.
There was heart to it. I feel like Christian Bale... I don't know, something about seeing Christian Bale's Batman and then seeing Ben Affleck's Batman it's like day and night to me, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I think when we're, you know, obviously talking about Batman, you know, with Christian Bale's, we saw a lot of development. Obviously, we got a good origin story from him. And as we watched his Batman grow up into this mature Batman, I guess you can say. You know, he was testing his boundaries, basically. You know, with you know, let's go to the first one, Batman Begins. You know, we got a good story there. He got into the Batman suit and he started realizing what he can do.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean, is that Ben Affleck, I feel like his Batman was just thrown into this kind of comic book world, you know, and that I think the reason people like Superman and Batman vs. Superman is because he had his own story. And I mean, what is it? What is his Superman movie called?
Man of Steel.
Yeah. Not very good, I'm going to be honest.
What? I think that was a good movie. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, I feel like maybe that's why his Superman is, we're able to tolerate it, is because we've seen where he's come from and what he can do and what he'll do it for and who he'll do it for, you know? And not to forget Mr. Jesse Eisenberg in that movie. Please do not forget him. Which brings up another story. Are we going to see Lex Luthor ever again? Because he's not dead.
So, that's a very good point there. You know, as we saw end of Justice League, Lex Luthor got out of prison. He's obviously was going to team up with Deathstroke. I believe is his name.
Yeah, I think so.
That was definitely setting up a villain team besides like Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Suicide Squad's DC? Oh yeah.
Yes. But you know, as you heard before, Robert Pattinson new Batman.
Thank you.
So which I'm thinking, you know, I've been hearing, you know, it's just gonna be a younger version of Ben Affleck's Batman.
Yeah.
But what I'm hoping is maybe this is just a reboot. We're gonna move forward. We're gonna have a better origin story from Matt Reeves and Robert Pattinson as Batman.
Yeah.
And maybe obviously I think it's coming out 2021.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So obviously they got plenty of time. I think they're still working on the script. They got the big guy, Robert Pattinson. So just real quick here, what do you think of Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson, I think he's a great actor. I think he's definitely more than what everybody's seen him in Twilight.
Twilight, yeah.
I think he's a phenomenal actor. I think that maybe he's wanted to do something big like this for a while. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe Batman might be it for him. Maybe he's wanting to venture into these action comic book kind of things. Maybe he just... I think it's a good idea if they do the origin story kind of route where it's a younger Ben Affleck. I think that'd be awesome too, because then it could tie together everything.
Mm-hmm.
But and if they do just a whole new Batman with Robert Pattinson, I think that's awesome as well. I think Robert Pattinson has a lot of potential to be a very good Batman, and I also think the same with Ben Affleck. He could have been a phenomenal Batman, but I think because it's rushing to get a movie out to beat Marvel, and it's bad storytelling and bad script writing, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, that just really brought Ben Affleck down.
I definitely agree there. Talk about Ma.
Alright. I went into this movie very low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting to see another The Visit. Bad horror.
Real quick, what was The Visit?
The Visit, the one with the two kids. Can you get in the oven so I can clean it?
Oh, okay. Alright, I got it.
Expecting to see another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Ma exceeded my expectations. Is it a very good movie? Definitely not. But is it a good movie? Yes. I think that... So, Ma is... Octavia Spencer.
Is this like... what kind of movie is this? A really like a Paranormal Activity movie?
No, it's definitely like, I'd say a B horror movie.
Okay.
But I don't know what movie I relate it to. I have no idea. Okay. But the whole thing of the movie is Octavia Spencer, Ma, had a very traumatizing experience in high school, and she is now seeking revenge on all of those people by torturing their kids.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But very slow. The torturing of the movie happened within the last 30 minutes of the movie, maybe. So, definitely not what I wanted it to be. I definitely wanted there to be more torturing or more horror, I guess. It wasn't really horror-y throughout the whole movie. It was more just like... I don't know, just, like, being on edge, I guess.
Okay.
Or, like...
A lot of development?
I get, yeah. But, it wasn't really what I wanted it to be. I felt like if they were... It definitely worked for the movie. But I think there could have been more. Like, there could have been, like, I don't know, just a couple more minutes. What she did wasn't very bad. I don't know. I felt like it definitely could have been better, but I feel like Octavia Spencer really did the role of Ma very good. I think that if it was anybody else, it would have been half-assed and bad.
Yeah.
Octavia Spencer is a phenomenal actress.
Which one is she?
She's from The Help. Wait, my shit. Help. My shit in that pie. What else is she
The
in?
Black Lady?
The Black Lady, yeah. I can't...
Wait. Is that the one... Okay. It's that movie where the lady likes to party?
Yeah. Okay. With the kids?
All right. Now I get it.
Yeah,
I get
you know
it
what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer.
And she's like, you guys mad at me or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like... Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense now.
I think all of the actors in the movie... did a good job for what they were given. What's his name from Fast and Furious, isn't it?
What's guy?
He's definitely in other movies as well. But I can't...
The Rock?
No, I know Dwayne Johnson, alright? What
Tyrese?
Is his... No, it's the bad guy, Jason Statham's brother. In the movie, you know who I'm talking about?
I don't know his name.
But you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, the guy who played Dracula.
Sure.
Never seen Dracula.
I've never seen Dracula.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, he's in it. And he's the main attraction of Ma, is because he's the one that started the humiliation in high school for her. And she's the one who she went after, pretty much, by going through his son.
Okay.
Very weird movie. Definitely... the main character, Maggie, knew what she was talking about when she said, I don't like hanging out with Ma. Because she's fucking nuts. Mom didn't like it. Andy didn't like it. I thought it was pretty good. Because they don't understand the art of a movie. You know what I think they should stop making, though?
What?
Shark movies. They have never done very well. After Jaws, I feel like they thought that was some kind of landmine. Not landmine. Like gold mine, landmine gold, like gold mine that they hit there. But I haven't seen a shark movie since. Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen Jaws.
You've seen Jaws.
I don't think I've ever seen Jaws. I've seen the ride at Universal, lots of POVs of that guy. But no, I think that what is it? That one movie that just came out with Jason Statham, Megalodon or something, the Meg.
Yeah.
And then that one with Blake Lively.
Like The Shallows.
The Shallows or something like that. Mm-hmm. Then 47 Meters Deep or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's a new one coming out. Maybe it's the 47 Meters Deep. I don't know. There's a new one coming out. I saw it at the movies. And I don't know. I just think that shark movies are dumb a little bit. I think there's only so much you can do with a shark besides it coming after you. There's only so much you can do in a movie. Mm-hmm. What is... Blake Lively, she gets stuck on a buoy or something. The only good shark movie I think I've seen is the one where that girl gets her arm bitten off. Soul Surfer? That one. There's another one. Oh, there's another stupid movie coming out. Some kind of flood or hurricane in Florida.
Oh, and then...
There's an alligator?
Yeah.
What?
We know how you feel about alligators.
I'll beat an alligator up if I'm ever given the chance. Like I would choke hold an alligator.
That might be a good movie.
It might be. It's probably not gonna be. I feel like fish movies, any aquatic animal kind of movie, that Dolphin Tale movie, you remember that? Great. I think after the success of a few good shark, fish, aquatic animal movies, then they're like, holy shit. I have to do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
How many times do I gotta save the fish? Is that what you're saying?
How many times do we need to have a fish as the main character in a movie? How many times before we think, oh my god, maybe the fish want to be left alone?
Another franchise I think, you know, that's definitely wrecking them out is Godzilla. Godzilla and King Kong.
King Kong.
I'll be honest, King Kong, the one with Jack Black.
And Tom Hiddleston, is he in that one? That's a different one, I think.
Thomason's the new one.
There's two. There's the one. There's the original.
One with the Jack one with Black. I don't know who that is.
I think I remember that one now. Tom Hiddleston's not in that one?
He's in the second one.
Interesting. I don't know anything about King Kong. I don't like King Kong. I don't like Godzilla. I think Godzilla's probably just a nice guy, honestly. What is he doing? He's just trying to live his life, and we're just not accommodating him.
We nuked him.
Building's too small. He says, tear him down, make him bigger. This guy's going to get caught for anything but destroying a city, tax evasion, maybe. They're like, we finally got him. For what?
I liked with Godzilla, with tax the, last, evasion. The last two movies.
not destroying the whole city?
How they went with his original look.
The spikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How, and there was another one.
You know what I can remember about Godzilla?
Before that one.
The cover for that movie. I remember the white lettering and the green glowing on the background. Yeah,
that one. That Godzilla has to be my favorite. My favorite one. Let me find it real quick.
Can I ask you a question about one of your favorite movies?
Go ahead.
What about Tears of the Sun makes you like it so much?
Where do I begin?
Is it just the having seen it so many times, you're like, I know this is a good movie? Or is it the military aspect of it?
I believe it's a little bit of... It's a story. It's Bruce Willis. It's... Who's the other guy? I don't know the guy's name.
I know who you're talking about.
The guy with the butt chin?
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah.
That guy.
What is his name?
I don't know. Let me look it up real quick.
Because I'm going to be real with you here. I can't remember anything that happens in... Tears of the Sun. I remember the CD for that movie.
Paul Hauser.
I remember the opening scene for that movie. Isn't it a helicopter among a beautiful orange sunset, and it's lifting up? And they're like, Tears of the Sun. I don't know. Let me see him. Paul Hauser. Harryhausen. It's impossible to get a reservation there. Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I just think it's a little bit of the story.
Do you like military movies?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like Jarhead or like... Interesting. Do you like Jarhead? Would you consider Forrest Gump a military movie?
No.
Would you consider it a biography?
I consider it an American novel.
Forrest Gump's based on a book. You're right. Have you watched Forrest Gump recently? Long movie.
Might have been a fat minute.
Not as good as you remember it. Definitely. Also, there's a scene in the Forrest Gump where Lieutenant Dan is after Vietnam. He's on the shrimp boat with Forrest. And throws himself over the edge.
How does he swim?
How did he live?
He kicks them nubs.
I don't know, man.
I think he float on his back?
No, they never show it. They just show him jumping off, trying to kill himself.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We watched it in school, so I've been thinking about it for a while. Also, why is he such a dick, man?
He wanted to die for his
country. I mean, I get it, but like, bitch... I'm a cow, you know what I mean? I'm living. I hate it.
Let's talk about some controversial stuff real quick.
Controversy. Like what?
James Charles.
We're talking about literally anything else but James Charles. I hate James Charles.
Alright, let's talk about some YouTubers.
YouTubers?
Yeah.
Danny Duncan, same level as David Dobrik or higher?
In terms of what?
Extreme?
I think he might have passed them. Maybe.
By a smidge, though.
Yeah.
I feel like. Whenever Danny does something crazy, I feel like David knows. And he's like, oh shit, I gotta get Jason with a snake.
You think they know each other?
Definitely not.
No?
No.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening to our first podcast. We're going to do a quick plug. Claudia, plug your Instagram.
I don't have an Instagram anymore.
Plug your Twitter.
Meatball Subs. MeetballSubs. Follow my Spotify. THX Claudia.
Yeah, because following Spotify is important.
I don't have an Instagram. I mean, I have an Instagram.
Anyways, follow me at Instagram at Sergerito. Sergerito. Also, I do have a YouTube channel. Sergerito Videos. Go ahead and show your support. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
You suck at this, dude.